Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Northwestern High School. We're going to talk right now with head coach Rob Patchett. You prefer Robert? Rob.
Rob's fine.
Sounds good. I got to mention, you're an 85 graduate.
Absolutely.
So am I. Hamilton High. Patty, that's you and I. We are both seniors. So here's your question. I got a pick six. Had 12 guys on the field and didn't kill.
If I remember right, I had about 140 yards rushing that game.
Sounds good. Hey, I tell you what, out of the gate this year, Twin Lakes, Northwestern, you got a good win.
Yeah, it was a good win. We came out, we were intense. These kids were hungry. We just got to find that energy again and bring that with us tonight.
Coach, I got to mention, you coached at Edgewood. You went to Indianapolis Arlington as a coach. 8-2 in 2007. That's a good record.
Yeah, we had a really good team. We were probably one of the better teams in the state that year. Just had a really, really tough stretch. So actually, we got messed over on a bad call. Otherwise, we're playing Warren Central for the state championship. We had some great athletes. In fact, one of my assistant coaches that I have here now was a member of that team and ended up playing 4 years in Indiana University.
It's your 11th year to coach varsity football. You're a strength coach here. I tell you what, I was watching you do linebacker drills. Cole Cardwell, quite a specimen.
Yeah, Cole's quite a man. He's about 205, probably runs a 4.6. He's a legit big-time player. I mean, he's certainly a kid that I think can play beyond high school.
Cardwell is a synonymous name, especially his dad. He loves him.
Absolutely. His dad was a really great athlete here. In fact, his dad just played a few years, was a great wrestler here. Both of his brothers were running backs and wrestlers here. So the Cardwell name is really big here at Northwestern High School.
We've got two M receivers going to do the job tonight, 13 Connor Austin, 7 Mathen McGriff. Talk about them, please.
Connor and Mathen are both seniors. Mathen, he's a first-year football player. He's been playing basketball. Great athlete, two of the better athletes in the school. Both of them are really fast kids, really athletic. If we can get some protection, get those guys some ball, they've been able to do some damage this year. Mathen, both of them have been really, really explosive. Mathen's probably the faster of the two, but Connor's been playing football for longer. He's probably a little more reliable, but both those guys can play.
I got to mention, I showed up tonight looking to see Brock Shank. I watched him warm up. Thought he was going to go. But if he can't go tonight, you're going to go with Cameron Davis.
Yeah, Brock's had some injuries he's dealing with, so we're going to try to get him healthy over the next couple of weeks and maybe go back. But, you know, Cam's a capable kid. Those guys battled it out. In fact, the first game, we weren't sure we were going to play them both, and Cam ended up playing defense and getting hurt. So, you know, Cam, we're in very capable hands, and we'll be fine. And Cam will do a great job until Brock gets back.
Come on, we'll wish the best for you. I appreciate you very much, and thank you for the communication.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we'll walk this direction. Got to talk to Rob Patchett. He's a gentleman. I tell you what, I was watching him with the linebacker drills. I just had to be patient, wait until he had a moment. And what a gentleman, Rob Patchett, working in year number 11 as a head varsity football coach. He worked back in 2002, 2003 with the Edgewood Mustangs. 2004 through 2010, Indianapolis Arlington, as mentioned, 8-2 in 2007. So what, Coach, is it going to get cold tonight or just right?
It's just right. Taking the humidity out of it. You know, we've got a small roster, so we're playing a lot of guys both ways. So hopefully that's to our advantage.
Coach, I looked it up and Northwestern tipped him. Since 2005, when you took over, you've had 10 matchups.
Yep, it's a long history of a lot of really good ball games between these two teams. Before we were in the same conference, you know, it typically happened in the sectional. A lot of times later in the sectional for sectional championships. So there's a long history of a lot of really, really good football. Hopefully my hopes are we can build on our second half against LCC last week. Found some things offensively, did some things really well. We need to build some momentum from that and keep it going.
Coach, I got to mention, last six times you played Northwestern, you got wins, 44.7 average. You held their team to 7 points average. Two of those big wins was 2010 sectional final, 2008 second round sectional foot game.
Yeah, we've won five or six in a row, I think. But I think this is a better Northwestern team. I think they're more athletic. They've got an outstanding running back. So our defense has got to have their hands full with him. They like to spread it out. They got good athletic wideouts. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us tonight. We've got to keep building on what we did second half last Friday.
You're talking about the running back here in the face. That's 27, Cole Cardwell. I'm going to mention Cameron Davis is going to step in, play the quarterback position tonight.
You know, what I always say is it's the hardest position to play in sports. So hopefully he feels that pressure a little bit. We're going to try to, if he wants to stand back there and throw the football, we're going to try to put some heat on him. But I'm sure he feels pretty good having 27 stand behind him, and I'm sure that makes him feel pretty good.
I got to mention Tipton Blue Devils. You said you got a receiving core coming up. 81, Zane Goodrich. Landon Spidell wears 10. You got a freshman, Isaiah Mahaney, number 20, and 87, Eli Carter can slot it up.
Yeah, we've got two, you mentioned four kids there. We've got two seniors, a sophomore and a freshman. We're kind of waiting for that breakout game where we kind of air it out, and that really expands our offense. So those guys are coming along, and hopefully that's tonight.
Coach, last thing I'll mention. Tonight you got Northwestern, next week Hampton Heights, and then you'll follow up with Western. You got three East Division Conference matchups right away.
This is the meat of the schedule, and everybody knows how tough the Hoosier Conference is. It's every single Friday, and this is no different. So we're looking for our first win in our division this year. We're 0-1 right now. It's a really big ball game for us, and I certainly hope our kids are up to the challenge.
Hey, final game of the season, I should say the regular season, on the 14th, you're going to play at Tipton. That's going to feel pretty good.
That's always that alternates year to year. So in the even years, we're at home, and the odd years, we're on the road. So don't know who our opponent will be, but no matter who it is, I do like playing at home as opposed to on the road.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
So we're going to walk this direction. He's checking me with my collars I'm wearing right now. I got a Minnesota Vikings jacket on. But I did put the purple side on the inside. So that's okay. But we're going to walk back this direction. I'm going to talk to Coach Mike Toll. Mike Toll, how are you doing, sir?
Very good, thank you.
After, 24 years at the helm, it's got to feel pretty good watching your son coach football.
Well, this is his 18th year, so 42 years, it's part of our life, I guess.
That's all right. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a real good thing. It's been good to us. It's been great to us.
Amen. Hey, this is go off topic here. How about the Colts? What do you think?
Something's not right. We're paying too many people too much money, and they don't perform. I wasn't very pretty Sunday. I would have fired a few or moved a few decimal points in some south.
That's probably on the agenda in the future, but I tell you what, that's not good. When the Colts are playing good, the state of Indiana prospers.
Well, when we had Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck back-to-back, and we had that type of leadership on the field, and they put out a great product, it was made high school football. Indiana football, tremendous, from top to bottom.
I'm going to walk up in the booth. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Talk to you again.
See ya.
That is Coach Mike Toll. He coached the Blue Devils for 24 years prior to the 18-year reign going on right now with Coach Aaron Toll, father and son. That's a beautiful thing. We're going to walk back up in the press box. We'll mention the band making their way across the track. They are decorated nicely. Nice uniforms for the band. We're going to walk this direction. 13 minutes, 52 seconds left on the pregame clock. Very kind of both coaches to speak with us. Coach Rob Patchett, Coach Aaron Toll. Both of those coaches and the coaching staff, respectively. Got their boys coached up for this East Division matchup tonight. We're at Northwestern High School. We're going to be in the east side of the facility. We've still got a press box up there. And we've got a left side press box. A little bit newer. They got that press box when they put the turf in. Synthetic field turf. We'll walk this direction. walking through the press box right now. Talk a little bit about the pregame. We're going to plug this in. One moment, please. Okay. We're plugged in. Let's see if Paula can give us a sound check. She's listening. And we're up here with WIOU. We are the only folks in the press box. He's at one end, I'm at the other. He's at the south end, I'm at the north. Pretty good place to work a football game. And we'll see if Paula can give us a sound check. I will mention, we are on delay. We've got a 75-second delay. But that's okay. It still comes through. But we can't, Paula and I cannot communicate readily when we're ready. Because it's got to wait 75 seconds to get an answer. So we're going to set this cellular phone, set it on never, run the battery down, but it'll work to keep the battery, keep the broadcast going. And then over on the field, officials working their way around, getting loose right now. They got to stretch out. You know they do. They're going to be doing some running, the line judges. They'll be doing some running. And then we'll wait for her to give a reply. But before then, we'll start with the pregame. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. Visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, 454. Their school enrollment. They're sectional 36. That's out of class 2A. As mentioned, there are 8 in their sectional. We've been keeping tabs on the sectional members. We'll let you know Alexandria, they are 4-1 this season. Franklin, they're 2-3. Eastbrook, 3-2. Blackford, 1-4. Tipton, 2-3. Bluffton, 3-2. Eastern, the Comets are 3-2. Elwood, they're 0-5. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Silson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmerts. Got a reply. She said, sounds good. Plugged in. So we'll mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's @BlueDevil_FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There's an East and a West division in the Hoosier Conference. Here's how the East division stacks up tonight. Lewis Cass, they're 2-0 in the East division. They're 5-0 overall. Western at number 2, they're 1-0 in the division. They're 2-3 overall. Hamilton Heights, they're 1-1 in the East. They're 3-2 overall. Tipton, they're 0-1 in the East division. They're 2-3 overall. Followed up by Northwestern. Northwestern, 0-2. They're 1-4 overall. We're mentioning the West division. It stacks up like this. West Lafayette, they're 2-0 in the West. They're 5-0 overall. Benton Central, they're 1-0 in the West. They're 3-2 overall. Rensselaer Central, they're 1-1 in the West. They're 3-2 overall. Central Catholic Knights, they're 0-1 in the West. They're 3-2 overall. And the Twin Lakes Indians, they're 0-2 in the West. They're 1-4 overall. We'll remind you the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 2 wins, 3 losses. They're 0-1 in the East. If you look at johnherald.net, you look up the averages. Tipton Blue Devils average offensively per game 27.4. They give up defensively 21 points per game. The head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll working in year number 18, 131 wins, 69 losses. He's a graduate from Tipton High School in 1990. Went to college at Indiana University, graduated in 1995. Next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils will be at Hamilton Heights next Friday night, September 30th. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Northwestern Tigers. We're going to take a break in a moment for the national anthem. Northwestern Tigers school enrollment, 605. They're class 3A, sectional 28. There are 8 teams in their sectional. We're going to stand for our national anthem. That's our national anthem that was performed across the way for the home crowd. That's the band, Northwestern Band. I should mention, Chris Kaufman is in the house tonight. He's watching the ball game, about 6'4". Pretty good sized man. He let me know he was a Northwestern graduate back in the day. He played right tackle. He wore number 79, he tells me. And he also did the kicking, the place kicking. And kicking off. And he went to college as a kicker. Got an education with his foot. It's always a good thing. We'll go ahead and finish up. We'll mention 8 teams in sectional 28 for Northwestern. Those 8 teams start out with Tippecanoe Valley. They're 5-0. Mechanicwah, not too far from here. They're 4-1. Hamilton Heights, they're 3-2. Oak Hill, they're 5-0. Darren Catholic, 3-2. Indianapolis Chittard, 3-2. Northwestern, 1-4. And the Prairie Tigers are 2-3. That's a pretty loaded sectional 28. We're making the principal at Northwestern High School is Tim Schaff. The athletic director is Michael Horseman. He was most instrumental for putting me in sports. What a kind gentleman. Thankful for him. Along with athletic secretary Christina Tidwell. Very thankful for the athletic department here at Northwestern. Northwestern High School is located at 3431 North 400 West. That's Kokomo, Indiana, about 5 miles off of 31 to the west. That's 46901. You can reach them by telephone at 765-457-8101. On the web, it's a long one. Here it is. nwsc.k12.in.us/o/Northwestern Athletics. Look that one up. That's where the colors purple and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference also, and we've already talked about them. I will mention, probably about 10, 12 years ago, I called here on a Saturday. And Dan Armstrong answered the phone. I was kind of unbelievable he'd answer the phone on a Saturday. He's a working guy, not like Horseman is right now. But I asked him, I said, he told me, do you know who's going to win the game next Friday? I said, well, I don't know. And he said, purple and white. You know, he's all for the Northwestern Tigers. Before mentioning that, Northwestern Tigers currently 1-4. They're 0-2 in the East. and they average 22 points per ball game offensively. The head coach is Rob Patchett. Rob Patchett working in year number two at Northwestern. Overall, he's an 11th year varsity football coach, 46 wins, 61 losses. As mentioned, he coached at Edgewood and Indianapolis Arlington prior to being here at Northwestern High School. He graduated from Eastern Comet High School, 1985. That's a good year. And we'll mention he went to college at Lee McRae in North Carolina. He finished up at Indiana University, 1991, not too far in front of Coach Aaron Toll. The next game on the agenda after tonight for Northwestern, they will be at Western High School. That'll be next Friday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. So the band's still working out there on the surface. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference and what happened last week. Hoosier Conference finished up like this in week 5. That was August 16th last week. Here are the results. At 7 o'clock start, it was Central Catholic at Tipton. Central Catholic got the win, 35-21. Another 7 o'clock start, Northwestern, was at Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass got the win, 42-14. Another 7 o'clock start, Twin Lakes Indians were at Benton Central. Benton Central got the win, 13-6. 8 o'clock start, West Lafayette went to Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central and West Lafayette. West Lafayette got the win, 48-14. The final game last week, 7 o'clock start, Western traveled to Hamilton Heights. Western got the win, 35-14. That's two Hoosier East matchups, two West matchups, and one Hoosier cross-conference game. Tonight in the Hoosier Conference, week number 6, Friday night, September 23rd, 7 o'clock start tonight, Benton Central is at West Lafayette. That's a West matchup. 7:30 start, Hamilton Heights travel to Twin Lakes. They're going to Monticello. A 7 o'clock start, Lewis Cass. They're at Western. That's an East Division matchup. 8 o'clock start, Rensselaer Central at Central Catholic. Another West Division matchup. The final game in the conference tonight, 7 o'clock start right here. Tipton is at Northwestern, an East Division matchup. So they're working on the field right now. They're getting ready to have the toss right there. Coin toss, Northwestern, Tipton. Quite a few boys representing each squad out there. White-hatted gentleman, the umpire, explaining some stuff to both sides. And show the coin. Tipton's going to call the toss. They are the away team. Visitors call the toss. And then let's see what it's going to be. He's going to let us know right now. He's going to say Tipton. Tipton did not win the toss. They'll defer. And Northwestern will receive. So they're going to shake hands. And Tipton will kick from the north to the south. And Northwestern Tigers will return from the south to the north. Northwestern Tigers will be going towards the scoreboard. As mentioned, we are on the visitor side. We are in the east press box. Very nice place to work. And we'll mention the Blue Devils are going to be traveling from our right to our left. So, should be a good game. We'll mention again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Northwestern High School, 5 miles west of Kokomo, Indiana. Welcome to tonight's education-based varsity football game. The Tipton Blue Devils at the Northwestern Tigers. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. That's ASO, providing internet radio access for PutneySports.com since 2008. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this kickoff brought to you by the New Earth Festival. That's September 24th, 25th. It's going to start tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow and Sunday. Over 600 vendors. Unique arts, crafts, collectibles, and culinary delights. And a local farmer's market to tempt your palate. We're going to watch the kickoff. We'll get back to this. End under end, short kick from Dakota Hurd is going to bounce the wrong way. He's falling on right there at the 20-yard line by the Northwestern Tigers. Falling on the football right there, number 13. That was Connor Austin. They'll have free entertainment at the Earth Festival featuring Cook and Bell. That'll be Saturday. And Guy Baker will perform on Sunday. Stage is sponsored by Hamilton County Commissioner Mark Harebrand. They'll have interactive learning, public safety, and health awareness. Area sponsored by Hamilton County Commissioner Christine Altman. They're working the shotgun. In the shotgun, Cameron Davis. He'll hand off left to right. Going to get a good gain. Going to pick up six on the first carry of the ball game. Cole Cardwell, the ball carrier, you'll hear his name quite often in the ball game. He's a running back for Northwestern. Wears number 27. He's 5'11", 190. And Northwestern going with a tempo offense. So we'll mention Earth Festival is going to happen tomorrow and Sunday at Atlanta, Indiana. Check it out. Going to roll left trying to get a pass away. Got it tipped away. That was Isaiah Mahaney with the blitz right there. Ball gets knocked down. It's going to bring up a third down. Third down, and they're calling it five on the board from the 26-yard line. Shotgun formation. Cole Cardwell in the backfield. Slot right, slot left. Third down play, dropping the throw, pass play. Left side, intercepted. Tipped in Blue Devils, steps in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Credit the catch. That's number 11. Double check. But yeah, that's the second time he's done that this season. He normally wears number 60, Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett wearing number 11 because he plays tight end now. A couple of games ago, they lined him up at a tight end, catching some passes. So he changes his number from 60 to 11. He's a right outside linebacker. He dropped into coverage, and then he picks it off. Cameron Davis is going to give the ball back to Tiffin. Tiffin trips to the left, spread out wide right, short side of field, shotgun. Vince Hoover going to hand off to Eli Carter. He's hitting the backfield. He gets about a couple of yards. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Going to key on Eli Carter. Pretty good running back, and that is an understatement. He has an 88-yard run this season. He didn't get in the end zone on that run, but he was from the 2-yard line. Blue Devils going to line up slot right. Check that. He's going to spread out right. Trips to the left. Play clock at 10. Eli Carter in the backfield. Shotgun snap taken by Vince Hoover. He'll pitch it left to Eli Carter. Eli Carter going to split and move cutback. He'll get inside the 10. Going to spot him near the 9-yard line. Eli Carter picking up some good blocks. Entering the ball game for the Blue Devils. It's going to be number 31, Cole Hussey. It's a short side of the field. Not too far to run to get the play. Vince Hoover. They'll break huddle. 10, 11, clock moving here in the first quarter. First possession for the Blue Devils. Under center, Vince Hoover. Twins to the right. Vince Hoover going to call his own number. Looking for a first down. Didn't quite get there. He never hit the turf, but they're going to stop his forward progress at about the 8-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down play. Dakota Ferg. This is right in his range, but they're going to go for the first down. Vince Hoover in the huddle. Clock moving, 9:37. Fourth down, 2. Line to gain is the 6. Shotgun formation to the right. Single back is Eli Carter. Slot left. Going to give it to Eli Carter. He'll dive forward. He'll get a first down. He'll pick up a first down. It'll be first and goal. They'll use the block right there. him and spot it back at the 5-yard line. He just did. And got it by one. So clock going to roll. It's first and goal for Tipton at the Northwestern 5-yard line. Working from the left hash. Going to have three receivers left side. Tight end left. That's Levi Burkett. We're working right there. Tight end right. It's going to be a flag on the play. Vince Hoover might have drawn them off. In the neutral zone before the snap. They'll go half the distance. They'll put it at the 2.5-yard line. Probably about anyone could take it in from here. They'll probably call upon either Vince Hoover or Eli Carter. Vince Hoover in the huddle. 8:42 on the game clock. Clock is moving. We're in the first quarter. We're at Northwestern High School. East Division matchup. Tipton at Northwestern. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Going to hand off to Eli Carter. You know, at the 1-yard line, he takes a hit. They're going to call him down at the 1/2-yard line. Stood him up right there. He's going to pick up about a yard and a half, close to 2. They're going to spot it at the 1-yard line. They got it nosed up. Ball's at the left hash. Blue Devils break huddle. 8:05 clock moving. Play clock at 18. To the line of scrimmage under center is Vince Hoover. Calling the cadence. Vince Hoover going to fade himself to go right side. A-gap, 2-hole, and he'll get the touchdown. Vince Hoover puts the first points on the scoreboard. Blue Devils go up 6-0. They'll try the point after touchdown. Dakota Ferg going to spot it right there, put the block down at the 10. I should mention this is a synthetic field turf field. First turf field in the Hoosier Conference to happen. Here's the kick. End under end. It's going to go wide right. Couldn't get it. Might have brushed the surface on the way up to kick the ball. Not sure. He got underneath it just a bit. Blue Devils take a 6-0 advantage. They capitalize on the interception near the red zone right here by Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett with a couple of those type of picks this season. So the Blue Devils are going to kick the ball away. 7:50 left here in the first quarter. And I will go ahead and mention New Earth Festival, as mentioned, is going to happen tomorrow and Sunday. They will have a free kids zone. Take your kids there. They'll have a good time. It'll be safe. They'll barricade the streets off there in Atlanta. And it'll be a festive atmosphere. Looking for some good weather. Talking about some scattered showers on Sunday, but not too bad. Check out the Earth Festival there in Atlanta. The 49th annual, give or take that COVID year. So they're going to line the ball up here on the 40-yard line. Dakota Ferg. Ferg going to boot the ball away, trying to get it on that block. They got two deep men. One deep man is Connor Austin and Cole Cardwell. It's going to be a squib kick. Not going to kick it to those guys. They'll go down to the surface, make the reception. Going to speed out to 31, 32-yard line. Pretty good field position right there for Northwestern after the squib kick by Dakota Ferg. So they'll nose it up to the 32 from the right hash. Blue Devils going to play defense. The Northwestern Tigers come in from the sideline. They'll go straight to the line of scrimmage. I will mention the line right there for Northwestern. Their center, 57. That's Caden Trusty. He's 5'7". Yep, 5'7", 230. And we'll mention some more guys here in just a moment. So they're going to line up in the backfield. Quarterback this ball game is number 3, Cameron Davis. Coach Patchett said first game of the season versus Twin Lakes. They used a couple of quarterbacks. They were kind of looking. So they hand off. They'll go 3-hole. Cardwell, the ball carrier. He'll get out to the 39. He'll pick up 7. It's going to be second down and 3. So they hurry up to the line of scrimmage. We'll mention the left guard. His sophomore, Joey Wilson, we're 77. He's 5'10", 260. Right guard,
senior, Braden Pyle. He's number 59, 6'3", 250. Line up in a shotgun once again, Davis. Davis, 6'1", 165. He's a lanky young man. He's going to pass it in the flat left side. Looking for the bubble screen. And missed tackle there by Eli Carter. He'll get some yards after the catch. He'll get out to the 45-yard line. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. Pass play for a first down from Cameron Davis. They'll spot the ball there at the 45-yard line. We'll make the left tackle. That's Thomas Kennedy. He's a junior, 55, he's 6'2", 235. Shotgun formation, Cole Cardwell in the backfield. Split out wide right and slot to the left. They'll hand it to Cardwell, left to right. To get across the 50, he'll move the ball into Tipton territory. He's going to pick up a gain of about 6. So it's second down 4, and at the right tackle for Northwestern, Alec Forez. He's a junior, 6 foot, 200. He wears number 56. Shotgun, going to hand off left to right. Try to get him in the backfield. He got loose. He's going to get across inside, I should say, the 45 to the 44-yard line. He just will pick up enough for a first down. So they'll spot the ball at the right hash. 44-yard line of Tipton. Clock moving, 6:18, first quarter. Tipton in front, 6-0. Shotgun formation. They're going to be movement in the backfield. Kind of drew off the Blue Devils. It's going to be illegal procedure on Cole Cardwell. Just a little step. I tell you what, when that step happens, you should just go in motion. You take one step forward, go in motion. If the play's for you, come back. Take the handoff. Avoid the penalty. So they'll line it back up, 49-yard line of Tipton. First down and 15. Shotgun formation for Cameron Davis. He'll hand off left to right. He'll take the handoff. He'll take it himself. He'll dive forward. He'll get between the sticks. He'll get to the 41-yard line. Pickup of 8 yards on the carry. Misdirection right there. Take the handoff. Took it himself. That's Cameron Davis. Junior athlete. So they'll line up again. Split wide right. Wing right. Slot left. Single man in the backfield is Cole Cardwell. Shotgun snap taken by Davis. Still hand off up the middle. Two hole. Ball's loose. Ball fumbled on the play. Cardwell got it knocked out. Coach Toll says, we got it. And he's right. Ball spotted right here. Blue Devils pick up the loose fumble. Blue Devils have 2 takeaways here in the first quarter. And they're on both possessions, the only 2 possessions for the Tigers here in the first quarter. The Tigers going to play defense once again. Cole Cardwell was inside right at the 30-yard line of Tipton territory and tossed it up. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Trips to the left, split out wide right. That's the short side of the field. They'll hand off. It's Eli Carter, he's got room to run. He's on top of the races across the, inside the 50, inside the 40, inside the 30. To make it inside the 25-yard line. A flag comes in after the tackle. Eli Carter. That's a pretty good return. He'll take it 55 yards. They'll put a flag on the ground right there. Ball spotted at the 22-yard line of Northwestern. Off to the races. Going to move the chains, so it's going to be a penalty against Northwestern. It's going to be a first down. And we'll double check here. They're going to let us know. They're actually going to give the signal to the other press box. Couldn't see what it was. Might have been a face mask. So it'll be a 5-yard variety of a face mask. Just a grazing of the mask during the tackle. So the Blue Devils have it at the 17-yard line at the right hash in Northwestern territory. Little trips left, split out wide right. It's Goodrich. Calling the cadence, shotgun. Going to give it to Eli Carter. Try to get it inside the 15-yard line. He will just barely. They'll pick up maybe 2 on the carry. Going to bring up a second down, 8. So Vince Hoover going to walk his way into the huddle. Play clock at 25. They started it at 40. 4:29 on the first quarter clock. Blue Devils in the red zone. Second time. Trips to the left. Spread out wide right is Goodrich. Vince Hoover, shot down. He's going to flip it left side to Eli Carter. Carter gets a little bit closer to the 10. They're going to spot him near the 11. They're going to call it the 12. 12-yard line. He's going to need about 7. Call it 6. Third down, 6 for the Blue Devils. Ball's at the left hash, 2-yard line. Excuse me, the 12-yard line. So they're working right there as Lyons. Spidell jogs off the surface. Eli Carter going to line up in the backfield. Shotgun, Vince Hoover. They'll line up with a split left side and one split way out right side. That's Mahaney. Call him the cadence. Pass play, looking for Mahaney. Going to get the reception. He'll shed one tackler. He'll get a first down. And Mahaney's a freshman. Where's number 20? He shed the would-be tackler. And that was number 7, Mathen McGriff. He's a senior, 6'1", 180. Lines up as a wide receiver. He's in the defensive backfield on that play. Not one of the original starters in the defense. Backfield. It's going to be first and goal for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the 2-yard line. 3:05 left. Clock moving. Going to line up. Twins left side. Tight end right. Shotgun quarterback, Vince Hoover, hands off. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. He'll get across the goal.
Blue Devils going to go for a 1-point kick for 2 minutes once you can.
Need a timeout on the surface right now for the official. Got a gentleman on the surface right there. Athletic training and dog out. Northwestern athletic trainer Jeff King Christensen. Second on
side. The Blue Devils take the lead. You know, working way through the field. Getting up on the field of play, number 42, Garrett
Joe Rippey. The Junior 6'3", 220.
Joel.
I've been mentioning that front offensive line for Northwestern. They average in height 5'11.6 inches tall. In weight, they average 235. That's a pretty good class 3A offensive line. Blue Devils could have spot the ball right there. Dakota Ferg was not successful on the first attempt. Let's try it again. 2:53 left. Clock stopped. One kick. Get an end under in. It's pretty good grab. Up and over crossbar. And it's good. It's right down the middle. So the Blue Devils go down 13-0. 2:53 left. They're in the first quarter. And the Blue Devils can stick off the first quarter. The defense team is coming in. We'll mention this game is also a big loss to you. Target sports. Target Sports, that's Larson and Sons, Target Sports. It's 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 460-69. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified food for sale. They'll buy, they'll sell, they'll trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson AMG Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range or sight practice shooting. Got a slip tip to fall on within 29. Coach Cole not wanting to give him an opportunity to return kicks, those good kicks, and give him an extra yard. So they'll spot it up on those that actually the 30.
doubled back on defense. Two takeaways on both possessions by Northwestern early in this ballgame. We're the first quarter. Both takeaways in the touchdown for the Blue Devils. I took the last drive about 70 yards. And about the 30 yard line, after 26, 74 yard touchdown drive capped off by, you know, Carter. Josh had a formation, took him in the backfield. Right to left, pulling Cardinal to the kill. Out to the 34 yard line. To pick up four, it's going to be second down and six for the Tigers. It'll work from right in. Blue Devils, Tigers, on the jersey. And good game every season. Well familiar with each other. Now he has formation, Cole Carver on the backfield, he'll get the handoff. The guy with Baldwin gets across the 35, he gets to about the 36. Pretty good contact right there. Withrow, Jackson Withrow, he's down the line. He gets contact on Cole Carver. 2:05, clock moving. First quarter, Northwestern High School. Got a great big in now, out in the middle. The question from soccer here. They think soccer on the softball field. And they think soccer on the baseball field. All three have synthetic skill for it. It'll be a loose ball. Loose ball, my God. The elbow of Cardwell, he tossed over. Knocked the ball through. And the lead of it come up with another takeaway. We're still in the first quarter. 1:41 left. Blue Devils recover at the Tigers' 35-yard line. Cameron Davis took the shotgun snap. Still had the ball near the belly button and crossing over in front of him with Cartwell. He just knocked the ball loose. Then it hurt him. Ball came loose, tipped and falls on. Shotgun formation. He then shifts to the right, spit out wide left. Goodrich, the pitcher right to Eli Cardwell. He gets blocking out in front. He's inside the 20, 30. And he'll be tackled near the 25-yard line. The flag comes in. Why is that going during the tackle? And it's going to be another face mask. It's going to be a 5-yard delay. 5-yard face mask. So add that on to the end of the run. Flag right here near the 27. They'll take it to about the 22-yard line. Blue Devils can pick up a first down. They carry plus the five. Picks up about seven on the carry. And it'll be a first down Blue Devils. They're going to spot it at the 22-yard line of Northwestern. Working from the right hash. Jogging off the field like this, beaten by Erskine. Erskine's a pretty good size young man. Has not had the punt yet. In this ball, he's got pretty good legs. Looks to the left, one from the right hat, put out wide right is Goodrich. Shotgun snap and hand off Eli Carter. He's up the gut, he's room, he's got plenty of room, he's from the end zone. Eli Carter, and then he's going down. He's got open the California. Blue Devils capitalizing on the turnover. First quarter turnover has ever been for Northwestern. The spot right there at the 10. Austin, Connor Austin gets off the field. He's a block kick. Low elevation, got it blocked. Can't return the block. It was no good. He got a 19. Northwestern, yes, the school. Looked up the IHFAA website recently
check it out. It's IHSAA.org. Check it out. It's brand new. It's friendly. You can find stuff easier than you used to. That's a good way to go. IHSAA. Check it out. IHSAA.org. He told me he had four soccer games this week. He had two on Saturday. He had another one this week. He's got one tomorrow. He's a soccer player by trade.
He works hard on the football field. Kicking extra points. He's going to field goal. He's going to
quit once again. Take about his third row. Look at the wisdom right there. Then on the chair is number 22, Sam Craig. Sophomore 5'7", 180. Himself, he's been in the locker room right here with his fifth coach for the season, Northwestern Titans. And head coach, Rob Bashan. Ball spotted out to the 41-yard line. Tiger territory. We level from defense. Five shots at 56 seconds. Change of possession. Walking over from the sideline, y'all know the line of scrimmage. Short side of the right side to the front right. Split ends left. Wayne left. Single man in the backfield, Cole Cardwell. Cameron Davis, quarterback, called the snap count. And the flag come in from the umpire. The early movement should be a delay of game. Delay of game, high school level. And what that does, we're having an option. They were working with a 25-second clock. They're back at F5. That's either 36, first and 15. Well, in middle school game, they have several delays of game. Shotgun, they hand off. Get off the court. Little 5-hole. You'll be stopping across the fan and it's spot on the 42-yard line. I'm going to pick up a 15 or 7. That's going to be second down to 8. 35 seconds clock moving. First quarter. Only a second down to 9 on the board. Cam and Davis. You know, there's some information with this play. I'm going to stop getting this line straight to talk again. Seconds on the play clock, 18 on the game clock. Shotgun formation, handoff. He faces the handoff, it's called Cardinal. He tries to get up the midfield, he's about just shy of midfield. He just sticks right there, and he's in on the shotgun. Game clock is out. First quarter is complete. Still at Northwestern High School. At the end of one, he's in front. 19, Northwestern, 0. Northwestern, right. All the ball at the corner. Yeah, yeah. 49. We'll mention a little bit more about college football. College football tomorrow. Pretty good games on the docket. 44 in Chapman. Tomorrow's schedule. But Indiana, too. We'll mention that Indiana Hoosiers. They're playing good ball. Had to play in the rain not too long ago. But we'll mention Indiana is at Cincinnati. That's a 3:30 start time tomorrow. Notre Dame, they are at North Carolina tomorrow, also at 3:30 start. Ball State, they are at Georgia Southern tomorrow evening at the 6 o'clock start. And the Purdue Boilermakers are at Florida Atlantic at the 7:30 p.m. start time. The Blue Devils will make their way out to the turf and play defensively. Invert the field. They didn't have to move much.
They moved a couple of yards.
Invert the field. And it's easy.
On the location. And, like,
the ball spotted in the front line.
It's working like a
thousand ships.
The flag.
They're working right here. They're working right here. Shotgun formation. Cameron Davis. Cole Cardwell behind him, straight behind him, with the hammer. He hit him to the 49. Stop, take a look at it. You want to take an eyeball look at it, and then look at it. And that's all the first thing else.
49 yard line. down. We set it down to 11:53 in the second quarter, and they'll roll the clock. Looking at the live stream, camera tape. You know, every information from his offensive line. Shot information now. Caldwell straight behind him. Couple of yards, he'll get the handoff. Caldwell right side. There's no six hole, he's cut it up. He'll get to the blue level 44 yard line. Picking up some steam right here. Full cardio. He's got these thighs. His thighs are about like a Earl Campbell. And that Earl Campbell has 34-inch thighs. And that's the same thing as Barry Davis's weight. He's a blue red. Well, the shotgun once again, right shot through the kitchen, right shot. Cole Carver. David inside 40. Again, Greer calls the 38 yard line. Close to a first down.
Gotta be better because I had knocked the plug in, unplugged. Sorry about that. So shot down the handoff right side, four hole to Cardwell. Cardwell's trying for the end zone. He's gonna get inside the five. He'll pick up a first down. It'll be first and goal from the five. Sorry about that, Randy. I appreciate you texting in because I didn't know we were unplugged and we were going for volume from up top to down low where the that got on my belt. So shotgun formation. Cardwell right side. He's gonna dive up the four hole. He'll pick up the first. That should be a touchdown. It'll be a touchdown for Cole Cardwell. Northwestern on the board now. It's 19-6. Northwestern gonna try the point after touchdown. A spot it at the 10-yard line. Right footed kicker. Going to be number 11, Owen Peel. Owen Peel, he's a junior, 5'10". He'll swing the leg and he'll put it through the uprights. It's good. 19-7. We're in the second quarter, 9 minutes, 20 seconds left. And the Blue Devils give up a touchdown. Pretty good drive. Pretty good therapeutic drive right there for the Northwestern Tigers. We'll also mention, I picked this up on Facebook, the top five greatest athletes of all time. Here they are. Number one, Michael Jordan. No question. LeBron James isn't even on this top five list. Number two, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, they're number two. Number three is Babe Ruth. Number four, Tom Brady. And number five, Serena Williams. So they are the ones
And I appreciate it, Randy. Appreciate you texting in. Let me know that, because I wouldn't have known that till halftime if you didn't text in. But anyway, thank you very much. So 9:20 left, second quarter. Northwestern's going to kick off. They're going to spot it at the 40-yard line at the right hash. Kicker, again, number 11, Owen Peel. He's a junior, 5'10", 155. He may also be the punter for Northwestern. It lists him as a punter. Here comes the approach. Here comes the boot. It's going to be a low kick and be on the ground. Blue Devils fall on it. They'll have it at the 31-yard line, their own 31. Falling on the ball right there was number 31 for the Blue Devils, Cole Hussey. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 155. And he's pretty much a utility man. He can do a lot of things. About like a Drew Service. 9:18 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap. Blue Devils at the left hash at their own 31-yard line. They got trips to the right, split out wide left. Mahaney over here in the trips along with Spidell and Carver. They're going to hand off, sing him in the backfield. He'll veer it left. They'll go seven hole. Eli Carter going to take a good hit right there. He'll get out to the 34-yard line. He'll pick up three. They're going to spot him at the five. It's going to be a gain of four. It's going to be second down six. Clock moving, 9:02, second quarter. Blue Devils huddling. Vince Hoover going to jog back in. Play delivered. Probably call it one time. Play clock is at 12. They break huddle. They'll jog up to the line of scrimmage. An umpire with a white hat. He's watching that play clock like a hawk. Northwestern found out. Shotgun. Pass in the flat. Caught by Eli Carter. He'll cross it back. He'll go clear across the field. Right to left. To get a good gain. Took a lot of steps. Going to pick up about four on the carry after the pass reception. Eli Carter. So he's going to get pushed out of bounds. 8:25 left. They'll spot it at the 39-yard line, shifting territory. Line to gain is about the 42. He's about 2.5 yards shy of a first down. It's a third down play. Big play for Tipton. Trying to keep Levi Burkett out of the punting situation. High snap, he'll bring it back down. Eli Carter dives it forward. It's going to be close. Probably not going to get it. He's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. They're spotted at the 40. He needs the 41. Fourth down. Ball spotted at the Tipton 40-yard line. What's going to happen? Looks like Dustin Shear is going to give a play to Vince Hoover. Play clock's at 20. My guess is they're going to let it run down, call a timeout. 15 seconds on the play clock. They are definitely going to call a timeout and talk this over. See if they want to go for it. They're at their own 40-yard line. 19-7 ball game. 19-7, Tipton. Going to call their timeout. It's their first timeout here in the first half. They'll bring the whole crew over. They'll talk this over. And it looks like they may be going for it. Coach Toll had a conversation there with Coach Shear. They're going to talk this over. It's 2-minute timeout. And again, we thank you for listening. We'll mention the top rankings in the state of Indiana. Top 10. We'll mention it. Number 1, Class 6A, Brownsburg. They're 5-0. Number 2 is Hamilton Southeastern. They're 5-0. They're a 6A team. We'll also mention 6A team Cathedral. They're 3-1. At number 4, it's Central Grove. They're 4-1. You know, they're 6A. A 4A team at number 5. He's back in the ranks. And that's New Palestine. They're 5-0. At number 6, 6A, Ben Davis, 3-2. 6A, 7 is Westfield. They're 3-2. Class 4A, Ron Colley at number 8. They're 5-0. 6A, number 9, Fishers. They're 3-2. And 6A, Zionsville, 4-1. Tipton lining up in punt formation. They've got Eli Carter back there in punt formation. So he gets a good snap. He's going to rugby kick this one. He was rolling right, see if he could run. Rugby kick. And Austin lost the handle, a bit of a muff right there. He fell on the football, but he did lost, but he loses the handle right there to 25. That was Connor Austin, the senior. 6'3", 160, wears number 13. So let's spot it at the 25-and-a-half yard line. Blue Devils on defense once again. 7:31 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Tipton in front, 19-7. Took full advantage of the takeaway. Going to line up in a shotgun once again, Cameron Davis. Behind him, straight behind him, is Cole Cardwell. They had a wing right, slot left. They'll hand off to Cardwell, right side. Here go porthole. They'll get out to the 35-yard line. Cole Cardwell, pretty strong young man. You know he's been in the weight room, as mentioned. I did see him pretty close up pregame when he was doing linebacker drills. I was waiting to talk to Coach Rob Patchett. Rob Patchett pretty heavily involved in the pregame. Lucky to get a few minutes with him. Shotgun formation. Cameron Davis is going to talk to his offensive line. Going to let them know the blocking scheme. Shotgun formation to his left is Cole Cardwell. Wing right. They'll hand to Cardwell left to right. He'll go four holes. He'll get out to the 40. He'll move the sticks. He'll pick up a first down. Ball moves out to the 40-yard line. Still in Tiger territory. They're going to spot it at the 39. First and 10, Tigers. So in the backfield once again, shotgun quarterback Cameron Davis. He's going to take the hand off to Cardwell. He keeps the ball. They go left side, three hole, and they'll tackle him right there. Blue Devils in on the tackle. First one to get there, Vince Hoover. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line. Left hash, right out in front of the Blue Devil bench. 6:12 on the game clock. 19-7, Tipton in front. Shotgun formation, Cameron Davis. 6'1", 160. They'll call a snap. He'll hand off right side. Cole Cardwell, they follow a block. They'll go out left side. He'll get to the 49-yard line. Going to be close to a first down. They're going to spot it at the 48. He's about a yard short. Chase Higgins back in the ballgame, taking a breather. It's Jackson Withrow. Third down play. Get a loss on the play, be good for Tipton. Force them to punt. Shotgun formation, slot left. Hand off, they give it to Cardwell. He fights after the contact, and he gets the first down to midfield. Going to spot it at midfield. They've got a west line judge and an east line judge. You never know which one's going to spot it. It's going to be a left-footed spot or a right-footed spot. That could change the whole game. First and 10, Tigers at midfield. Shotgun formation. Slot right, slot left. Motion away. Jet sweep, two flags come in. A jet sweep to Gabe Felix Craig. It's going to be an illegal procedure against the Tigers. They run the jet sweep out of the motion from the slot left side, going back right side. That was Gabe Felix Trey. He's a junior, 5'7", 155. And they'll roll the clock. Ball moves back to the 45-yard line of Northwestern. Slot left. Ball's in the middle of the field. Wing right. Split out wide right. He gets a handoff right to left to right. They'll get it to Cardwell. Blue Devils are going to trip him up. Credit a good trip up right there. Initial contact. For the Blue Devils, number 54, Withrow, Grayson Withrow on the stop. They move the ball out to the 47-yard line. Slot left, split right, wing right. Single man in the backfield is Cardwell. He's been there all night. He's to the left of quarterback, Davis. He'll pass in the flat, left side. Felix Craig tripped up right there by Eli Carver. Carver makes the stop. after very little gain. Pass play in the flat left side. Ball moves out to the 48-yard line. Third down, 12. Could be a passing down. We'll see. If it's not, you'll know the ball's going to be handed to Cardwell. So they'll move it from right there. So back in. Back up. Working right there. I'm looking at sidelines, hitting another play. Working over there. Cameron Davis are going to call timeout. Timeout on the field. Northwestern calls their first timeout at 3:38 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils in front, 19-7. We got some checks here, and I'm double check here. Okay. My wife also noticed that I unplugged accidentally. Didn't mean to happen. Using these red headphones that TJ, my son, got me about 3 years ago. They're nice. They put out a better sound than the new headphones that I purchased before football season. We thought those were going to be golden, but they sure weren't. They had a little bit of a fuzziness sound to them, so I got them on the back burner and probably never use them again. But these red pair, they work pretty good. 3:38 on the game clock. Ball spotted at the 48-yard line. Tiger territory. They're coming in off the sideline. Timeout about over. Tipton off the sideline. Defense. Third down, 12. Pretty good size play right here in the first half. 3:38 left. Shotgun formation. Caldwell in the backfield. They're going to roll right. Another flag comes in. Early movements. Prior to the snap, they're just taking off a tad bit early. It'll be illegal procedure. It's going to be a third down 17 play coming up. 43-yard line. Third and 17. You know, they're going to put the ball in the air probably right here. They've thrown a couple of passes. They've only been flat passes in the flats. I was watching Brock Shank throw before the game. As Coach mentioned, he's not able to play in this ball game. Brock Shank, a sophomore, throws a good ball. After all, I saw a 40-yard on a dime. He put it right in there. Shotgun formation, Cameron Davis dropping the throw. He's going to go across the middle, incomplete. And I'm hit the feet right there of Tipton Blue Devil, Cedric Griffin. He dropped off into coverage, safety position. And we're going to see the punter for the first time for the Northwestern Tigers. So backing up the punt is number 11, Owen Peel. He's going to back up about 12 yards. Call it 13. He's got three blockers in front of him. 3:32 clock will start on the snap. It's a good snap. He'll boot it away. He's going to get a good spiral. It's going to be taken in the air. Eli Carter from the 21. Over across the 31, he'll get near the 36-yard line. A 15-yard return off a good punt. It's a line drive, but it had some spiral. Owen Peel, Eli Carter, a good return. Blue Devils going to start at their own 36-yard line. Two timeouts, to my knowledge, in the back pocket of Coach Toll. The Blue Devils are going to try to put this score in before halftime. 3:20. 3:20 left here in the first half. Blue Devils are going to break huddle. They'll work from right there. And working shotgun, Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield. Single man in the backfield is number 3, Sutter Griffin. Here comes the air motion. They're going to give it to Eli Carter out of the slot left side. He'll be caught right there. He'll bounce free or kick up another yard. He's going to get a gain of about 4 on the carry. And they try the jet sweep from left to right. So another play going in right here. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. 2:56 clock moving. Vince Hoover. Mahaney enters the ball game. Sutter Griffin takes a breather. They break huddle. Mahaney's going to line up left side. They got trips left side. And a good rich split out wide right. Eli Carter in the backfield, Ben Hoover calling the cadence. They'll hand off to Carter. Carter gets out across the 40, near the 41-yard line. It's going to be about 5 yards shy. It's going to bring up a third down side play for the Blue Devils. They'll work it right there. So they'll huddle up and talk this over. They'll work from right there. Blue Devils. Going to line up slot right, slot left. One to backfield, Sutter Griffin. Shotgun formation, Vince Hooper. Eli Carter in the slot right side. He'll do a quick out. He'll hit the pass. He caught the pass. He's going to be gone. He got loose. He worked around from the 41-yard line. They call it the 40, a 60-yard pass play. Pretty much off the feet of Eli Carter. He had a couple of would-be tacklers. He kind of shrugged his shoulders and got away from them. And once he got in the open grass, I should say turf, he was gone. So Eli Carter stacking up those multi-yardage. So it's a 25-7 ball game. They're yet to put it on the board. 25-7 out there for the extra point. Conway with the hold. The boot is up, and it's right down the middle. Dakota Ferg, 26-7. 1:44 left. Blue Devils going to have to play some defense. Try to keep them from getting in the end zone. Cole Cardwell, synonymous name. He goes right and left. So the officials talking it up right there, huddled up. About the 7-8 yard line where the kick went through the uprights. 26-7, 1:44 left. And I'm kicking off right here. It's going to be Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to kick the ball away. And hand deliver the football to Dakota. 1:44 on the game clock. I'll mention the Blue Devils offensive front. Sam Klein, the center, 5'10", 192. He's a senior. Left guard, Aiden Blair. He's 64, 6'2". The right guard, number 60, Levi Birkin. He's not there right now. We'll mention he's number 11. He plays tight end, usually right or left side. And at the right tackle position, Chase Higgins, 6'1", 219. At the left tackle position, number 57, 6'4", 287, Jackson Withrow. Those might not be completely accurate, but those guys have played the position along this journey here in 2022. Ball spotted, left hash, Dakota Ferg. He'll back up for his approach. 1:44 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils up 26-7. They have a 7-yard approach. Here it comes. You know, squib kick once again, left side, going to bounce high. Picked it up out of the air across the 35 to about the 39-yard line. I believe that was 32 on the carry. Double check that. Might have been 22, Sam Craig. They'll bring the ball across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Working their offensive set at the sideline. They'll run straight out to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 18. Game clock stopped at 1:40 for change of possession. It'll start on the snap. Connor Austin going to go in, play wing, left side. They're going to split in on the line of scrimmage. They'll pitch it left to Cardwell. He'll work at the left side. He'll go 7-hole. He'll get outside. He'll stay in bounds to get what he can before he's pushed out of bounds. He's going to pick up the first down. He's going to pick up 11 on the carry. Cole Cardwell, tight rope in the sideline, right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. They go straight to the line of scrimmage. They'll mark it at the 48-yard line of Tipton. First and 10, a minute and a half left. 90 seconds left here in the first half. Shotgun formation, a roll right. Cameron Davis going to let a pass go. It's caught. Going to be caught right there. Credit to catch number 10, gave Felix Craig makes a good grab. It was a bullet above his head. He went up and got it. Got the extra yardage. He'll pick up another first down. They'll line up in a shotgun. Ball spotted near the 36-yard line of Tipton. Shotgun formation. He'll pitch it right to Cardwell. He'll break contain. He'll go 8-hole, and he'll be out of bounds. He'll be pushed out of bounds. They'll stop the clock. Clock stopped at 1:16. Northwestern pretty much moving the ball at will. Timeout called by the Blue Devils. Second timeout. They'll talk this over. It's going to be second down and 2. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line of Tipton at the right hash. We'll talk a little bit about Class 2A. Coach's poll through week number 5. At the top, number 1 is Linton Stockton. They're 5-0. Number 2 is Indianapolis Festina. They're 5-0. Number 3 is Andrea. They won the state a year ago. They're 3-2. Number 4 is LaVille. They're 5-0. Number 5, Evansville Modern Day. They're 3-2. Number 6, Triton Central. They're 4-1. Number 7, the coaches poll. Number 10, in the media poll, that's Lewis Cass Kings. They're 5-0. Number 8, Fort Wayne Lures. They're 2-3. Number 9 in the coaches poll. Number 12 in the media poll, that's Lafayette Central Catholic. They're 3-2. Number 10, Eastbrook. They're 3-2. They're number 5 in the media poll. Number 11 is Heritage Christian. They're 3-2. Number 12 is Alexandria, 4-1. They're 12 and they're 15 in the media poll. Number 13, they're tied. It's Brownstown Central and Eastside, 4-1 and 3-2. Shotgun formation, Tigers. They're handoff up the gut. That's Cardwell. They get to the 25. They'll pick up first down yardage. They'll stop the clock. They'll move the chains, 1:11 on the game clock, to the line of scrimmage. Northwestern Tigers, using that tempo offense, you've seen a lot of that. No huddling needed. It signaled the plays in from the sideline. Clock moving, 1:02. And the handoff, going to take the handoff. He'll run the ball at Cameron Davis. He'll get out to the 11-yard line. Cameron Davis going to move the football. He takes it to Cardwell. Pretty hard to not buy the fake. Tell you what, Cardwell carries the ball a lot. Cameron Davis doing a pretty good job at 6'1", 165. They'll hand off to Cardwell in the backfield. Cardwell's loose, don't fear it left. You're going to get near the 11. Calls the 12. It's going to be a second down play and timeout called by Northwestern. I believe that's number 2 for Northwestern. 43 seconds left. 26-7, Tipton in front, second down 9, ball spotted right there near the 12-yard line. Double check that. Yeah, ball spotted near the 12. Beautiful field right here. We are just to the south side of the 50-yard line. We're right about the 44-yard line. Closest to the scoreboard. So pretty good vantage point. We're thankful. WIOU to our left at the other end. Pretty kind gentlemen. We share notes. It's all good. So from the 12-yard line, Blue Devils trying to put up the defense right there. Josh Frawley talking to the troops. Coach Brett Stoker talking to the troops. Coach Gosnell talking to the troops. Ball spotted at 12. We're getting ready for live action. Both teams at the line of scrimmage. 43 seconds left. 26-7. Tigers in the red zone at the Blue Devil 12. Shotgun. Going to go motion away. Left side to use blocking. He'll fake the handoff again. Davis is going to take it to the 6. He'll spot it near the 6. Going to be hard to get a first down. First down at the 2. Clock moving, 29 seconds. I believe Northwestern has one more timeout. They'll hand it up the middle right side, 2-hole. Blue Devils will stop him. That's Cole Cardwell. Pretty good solid stop right there by the Blue Devils, one of the best this half. He stopped Cole Cardwell. He's a load. So timeout call by Northwestern. They'll call their final timeout. Clock is stopped at 18 seconds. It's going to be third down. Third down three. Take that back. They did pick up a first down. They're laying down the sticks. It's first and goal. 18 seconds is probably going to tell the story. So 18 seconds left. Northwestern out of timeout. Blue Devils get a stop here on a running play inside the boundaries. And it's going to be close whether they can get another play off. So first and goal for Northwestern. They're working right there. So they're working right there. And the Tigers are going to adjourn their huddle. They'll come out to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils out of their huddle. Let's go through the line of scrimmage. They're lined up, getting ready for live action. 18 seconds left. Clock will start on the snap. Shotgun quarterback Cameron Davis. Cole Cardwell to his right in the backfield. Coach told in a call timeout. He wanted to see the alignment for the Tigers. Coach Cole calls his second timeout. I believe second here in the first half. So they're going to talk about that right there. Northwestern likely going to change the play, but we'll never know. But they could, and they might change the alignment once again. Got to mention once again, New Earth Festival. That's in Atlanta. That'll happen tomorrow and Sunday, 24th and 25th, last weekend of September. Check that out. Over 600 vendors. A lot of vendors and free entertainment. Tomorrow it's going to be Cook and Bell. And then on Sunday it'll be Jai Baker. And that'll be interesting. Good place to be, Atlanta, Indiana, during the Earth Festival. They got that railroad track all smoothed up right there on 19. Had that blocked off for a couple of weeks. But it's good now. You can drive across that 55 mile an hour, no problem. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Slot left, split right, wing right. Cameron Davis giving the instructions. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off to Cardwell. Cardwell's trying to get near the goal line. He's going to be stopped out of the goal line about a half a yard. Clock is at 10 seconds. 8 seconds. 6 seconds. They're going to spike it from a shotgun snap. Stops the play at 4 seconds. 4 seconds. Not sure that the guys were set. Not sure if the offense was set prior to the snap. Got to be set for 1 second. They're going to let it go. Looking for a play off the sideline right there. 4 seconds left. This will be the final play of the first half unless there's a defensive penalty. Shotgun formation. Cameron Davis. Going to hand off to Cardwell. He'll dive it forward. He'll get a touchdown. Cardwell pushes it through half a yard out. And the Northwestern Tigers score with no time on the clock here in the second quarter. We're almost to halftime. We'll try the point after touchdown. It's going to be number 11, Owen Peel. And the Northwestern Tigers put a good drive together on this last possession of the first half. Right-footed kicker, soccer style. He'll put it up and through the uprights. It's good. 26-14. So a 12-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils do well. Working right there with the three first possessions. Takeaways from Northwestern Tigers, and they capitalize. And we'll mention we're thankful for the makes this possible. And we're going to mention right now sponsors for the 2022 season. And then we'll try to get this working right. We'll mention we are at halftime and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football made possible by the following support sponsors. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening and ask you as a listener to please patronize the following companies
as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. We thank you for listening. So we'll work it right here. And we are at halftime. And they're going to have some third-grade football out on the field. And we thank you for listening.
Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially. At Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We are Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded, just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web at EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union.
The Pittsburgh Tribune, Michelle Garman, leads the Pittsburgh County Tribune for coverage of Pittsburgh County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Pittsburgh County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Pittsburgh County Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L. E_Garman for updates on area games and matches.
Intel Copies, 317-773-8783, offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint size color prints up to 36 inches by 48 inches, laminations up to 22 inches wide. We do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. Business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday by appointment. Public fax service, send or receive. Discount copies, 100 Mensa Drive behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, west edge of Noblesville. Email discountcopies96@gmail.com.
Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Rutledge Well Drilling.
AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, take Howard Street west off of State Road 19. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto.
FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by phone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, and Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site. That's FritzInFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z.
Noblesville Trophies. shop us online at NobleVilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. Nobleville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 317-773-7391. Online, NobleVilleTrophies.com.
RE/MAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Gibson, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX, a new realty and connect with real estate experts today. RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit him on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX, a new realty.
Hope Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach us by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers.
Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first no matter what deal it is. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Tipton and Nobleville, Jim Dandy Restaurants always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name.
Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lisa Stokes there. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes there. Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes there, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations.
Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, located at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint and tool needs, visit us in the store where they also can pick up as a curb service for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people. Good variety in the highly recommended store. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone at 765-675-6740. That's Ace Hardware in Tipton.
Tonight's game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Nobleville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgate. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner Dirt is on-site daily. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals.
Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry. Smith and Landcow is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. Located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We welcome you at Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call us at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Landcow Family Dentistry.
Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034, the south edge of Cicero, in Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are there to ensure you get the right part the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana.
While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match and matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils football team. And every Friday night as they seek to demolish the Friday night opponent. Signed, Scott, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils.
Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree, and while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As you all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the three most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-2023 Tipton Blue Devils.
Okay, that's halftime. That's Carly. Carly Elbred. You should be with them. Hey, we're going to talk right now with Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll's up in the booth. And then we're going to go through these NFL picks. I tell you what, though, on my way up here, I saw some harvesting going on. I saw corn being shelled. I saw soybeans. That's what we're good for here in Indiana. How you doing, Aiden?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just came back from college. Come see the Blue Devils play. I'm playing pretty good right now, so I'm loving what I'm seeing right now.
Now, you were catching passes a year ago, interceptions. You were making tackles, but you're at Indiana University right now.
Yep. I miss playing football here a ton. It's kind of hard coming back, watching these guys and not out there, but it's part of it. But they're playing pretty good right now too, so that's pretty fun to watch.
So what, life goes on and you're growing up, and you're going to have some kids one of these days with your wife. I don't know when. Do you have a significant other?
Right now, I just got a girlfriend right now.
That's all right. That's all right. That's how they've been. All right, we're going to talk about this. Last night, you told me you watched part of the game, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Talk about Jacoby Brissett. What are the Colts minus without him?
Well, he looked a lot better than Matt Ryan last week. So, I don't know. He's got some better receivers, but he looked pretty good. I wish the Colts had him, or wish Matt Ryan will pick it up a little bit. But we'll see coming into the week.
So Cleveland got the win last night over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is spiraling out of control. But how about this week? We got 1 o'clock games, Aiden. Baltimore at New England.
I'm not a huge Patriots fan, so I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens.
He's a big dude, absolutely. Buffalo, they're tough at Miami.
I don't know. The Dolphins have been playing pretty well. Tua, Jalen Waddle, and Tyreek, and they're pretty good, but I don't think anybody's better than Buffalo in the league, so I'm going to have to go with the Bills.
Cincinnati Bengals, they're at the New York Jets.
I'm going to take Cincinnati. They've been down a little bit, but the Jets aren't very good, so I'm going to take the Bengals.
The Detroit Lions are at Minnesota.
Detroit's been looking pretty good. Their receiving core has been pretty good, but I'm going to go with Minnesota here.
How about Houston? They're at Chicago.
I'm going to take Justin Fields and the Bears here. Not a very good game, but I'll take the Bears.
All right, Kansas City at Indianapolis, the Colts' first home game.
I like the record against – the Colts have a good record against the Chiefs, but they haven't been looking very good right now. I'm rooting for the Colts, but if I'm going to be honest, probably the Chiefs.
All right, Las Vegas at Tennessee.
I'm going to take Las Vegas, Devontae Adams on this one. Tennessee isn't very good, so.
All right, New Orleans, they're at Carolina.
I don't know. Mayfield, he's not doing all right, but I think Jameis Winston's going to come back, and they're going to win that game.
Philadelphia, they're playing good at Washington.
Yeah, you're right. Philadelphia is pretty good. I like Jalen Hurts the last few weeks, and Carson Wentz in the past hasn't been very well. He's been playing decent, but I'm taking the Eagles.
There's 1:05 game, Jacksonville at the L.A. Chargers.
I like the Chargers a lot. Jacksonville looked decent against the Colts, but I don't know how much that's saying. But I'm going to take the Chargers and Herbert in that game.
4:25 to 3 games, Atlanta at Seattle.
Not a very good game either. I'm probably taking the Seahawks here.
Green Bay is at Tampa Bay. The tickets for that game start at 2:25.
I don't know why, because everybody's hurt and Green Bay's not very good, but I'm going to say Green Bay in here. Tampa's beat up, so yeah, I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Los Angeles Rams are at Arizona.
I liked how Kyler Murray was looking last week, so I'm going to take the Cardinals in a close game.
Sunday Night Football, 8:20 start time, San Francisco at Denver.
Garoppolo's first start, I'm gonna go with the 49ers here, for sure. 49ers.
Monday night, there's just one game this week, 8:15 p.m., Dallas at the New York Giants.
Dallas doesn't have their quarterback, and Zeke hasn't really been looking very good. I'm going to take the Giants in this if they're at home field.
Sounds good. Second half kickoff right here. Thank you for being here.
Yep, thank you very much.
We'll talk to you basketball season.
Okay, sounds good.
That's Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll, number 81, football player for the Tipton Blue Devils. A year ago, he was hauling in passes. He was intercepting passes. And he was playing football for his dad. That's the best thing. So they're getting ready to kick off right here. And then we're going to plug back in. And then one moment, please. Okay. Let's see if Paula can give us a sound check. I believe it's okay. Backing up to kick. Second half. That was Aiden Toll. That was nice to talk with him. There's a boot at the squib kick. Two tips in. Some bounce going to go to the back row. Picked up by Eli Carter. He'll bring it up. He'll go up the gut. He'll take it out across the 35. Pretty close to the 36-yard line. Eli Carter.
and I'm very thankful. And Randy Gutierrez texts back. He's the one that noticed that my plug-in was unplugged. I appreciate that, but he texts in. He says, Aiden better pick the Cowboys. I don't know about the Cowboys. The Cowboys lost their quarterback, and when they lost him, they lost the whole team. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Trips to the right, going in motion. Levi Burkett. They're going to fake the handoff to Carter. He'll keep the ball himself. That's Vince Hoover. And Nate Powell is tuned in to the ball game. Nate Powell, he's at Purdue. And a very nice gentleman. He's getting his freshman education at Purdue. He gets that diploma there. He's going to probably put that in a frame. That'll go on his resume. He'll have a job before he gets out of college. It's going to be tripped to the right. Ball spotted 37-yard line, shifting territory. Tight end left, Burkett. High snap taken by Vince Hoover. He's going to have a first down. He's loose. Across the 50, inside the 40, near the 49-yard line. No, they're going to spot him at about the 36. That's a favorable spot. Vince Hoover. Don't know if that was busted play or if it was a design play. But Vince Hoover was off to the races. Takes the ball to the 36-yard line of Northwestern. So they're working it from there. And then Paula says it's sounding good. Plug in. I know it's a little bit fainter than talking straight into the phone. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Directly behind him, Eli Carter. Twins to the right, split out left. Pass play, left side. Goodrich makes the catch. He'll get down to the 30-yard line. Goodrich going to pick up 6 yards on the pass play from Vince Hoover. Going to nose it up to the 30. Blue Devils driving. Good first possession here in the third quarter. 10:27 on the game clock. Vince Hoover checking the offensive set. He got twins stacked, left and right. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Calling the cadence, Vince Hoover. He'll hand off to Carter. He'll start right side, he'll veer it left. He'll go 5-hole. He'll get a good gain. He'll pick up about 4, maybe 5 on the carry. And they're going to spot the ball near the 25-yard line, maybe the 26. This spot at the 26 needs less than 1. Well, they're going to give him the first down. I say give him. They're not giving it to him. He earned it. So first down, Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line. I take that back, 26-yard line of Northwestern. Shotgun formation, sticking in the backfield is Carter. Vince Hoover hands off. Carter. He'll dive it inside the 25. Not much more than that. They're going to spot him near the 24-yard line. It'll be second down, 8. 9:24 clock moving. We're in the third quarter. We're at Northwestern High School. That's Kokomo, Indiana. 9:16 clock moving. 26-14. Blue Devils up by 12. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter. Slot trips to the right. Set out wide left. Dropping the throw. Pass play. Going to be caught. Caught by Spidell. Spidell did a sit-down route, about a 10-yard route. Makes the catch. And he'll be just inside the 15. Landon Spidell. He can play the quarterback position. He's 6'2". They spread him out. Let him catch passes this year. With Vince Hoover, just a junior. Vince Hoover going to set up in a shotgun. Double stack, left and right. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter, to Vince Hoover's right. Call him the cadence. There's the cadence. Snap. They'll pin up to Carter. He'll go left side. He'll get 7-hole. He'll walk up the sideline. And he'll be short of the first down. He'll get to the 3. He'll pick up maybe another first down. Might be first and goal. And, yes, they're going to drop the sticks and just use the box. So it's first and goal. A lot of times, just like right now, these sticks, these guys keeping the 10-yard sticks need to lay them down. They are deceiving when you look over. Look, but anyway, they're standing up. So they're using the box now. First stand goal, Tipton at the 3-yard line. Shotgun, left hash, Twins to the right. They're going to hand off to Eli Carter. He'll go left side, 3-hole, touchdown, Eli Carter. He's got 3 in the ball game. 7:45 on the game clock. Blue Devils go up 32-14. They bring it out to an 18-point advantage. They'll try the point after with the kick. And that is Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg getting ready to punch it through. There's a snap. There's a hole by Oliver Conaway, and the kick is good. Let's jog off the field. Point after is good. 33-14. Blue Devils in front. Blue Devils going to kick off once again. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. Central Catholic Knights, they're Class 1A champions this past spring, 2022. That's the 8th time Coach Bordney has won the state in Class 1A. Also, football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils schedule, along with Central Catholic Knights, few games, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll hope to do 12, 14 games again this season, depending on the Blue Devils schedule. Ball's going to be spotted at 40-yard line. Dakota Ferg getting the football handed to him. He'll spot it up right there. He leans it back a little bit. Soccer player. He's going to kick off right here. And the east, I should say the west line judge running across the field. He's going to be the east line judge. So a 6-yard approach for Dakota Ferg, waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. There's the approach. Nice kick. High elevation. Back to the 9. Had to catch it backwards. On the run right there, it's Connor Austin, number 13 for the Tigers. He'll get it out to the 30-yard line. And the Tigers will put it in play at their own 30-yard line. 7:37 left, third quarter clock. Blue Devils took the opening kick here in the second half, and they marched it right down the field, topped it off with an Eli Carter 3-yard touchdown run. So to the line of scrimmage, Tigers, do not use a huddle. Tempo, slot left, split out wide right, wing right. In the backfield is Davis. They're running number 10 again on the jet sweep. He's loose. He's got some wheels. He takes the ball out of bounds. They'll move it to the 45-yard line. 15 yards on the carry. That's number 10, Gabe Felix Craig. Just a junior, 5'7", 155. He could motor, and yes, the rain has arrived. Rain, umbrellas are up here in the Tipton stands. They're in front of us. Handoff, ball's loose. Fumble on the play. Blue Devils pick up another loose ball. Cardwell couldn't hold it. Contact knocked it loose. Blue Devils pick it up at the Tigers' 49-yard line. Rain is coming down. It's nothing like the Indiana University game. My goodness, that was some rain. But the ball spotted nose up to the 49 of Northwestern Territory. Blue Devils with the fourth takeaway in this ball game. That's a lot of takeaways. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Going to play in the rain now. Going to work with a dry ball. Dropping the throw out of the shotgun. He's going to let one go. Loose to Spidell. He caught it. Caught it at the 25. Takes it on in. Inside the 20. Landon Spidell loose. Double coverage right there. A good ball from Vince Hoover. He lost it and set it right in the arms of Landon Spidell. Running the right hash steam route. So they moved the ball to the 16-yard line. Blue Devils, 7:15 clock moving. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter to the left of Hoover. Split out wide left is Goodrich. They got trips to the right. Blocking play, and keep the ball with Vince Hoover. He'll dive it in. He'll get inside the 15. They'll mark him near the 13-yard line. We'll double-check. They'll be left at 13. He'll be spotted there by the East line judge. So they're going to hold the ball, keep it off the surface. A linebacker official going to hold the ball and keep it dry as long as he can. They break huddle. Just through the line of scrimmage. Sam Klein going to work with a basically a dry football because the official. 6:30 left. Shotgun. See him in the backfield. Trips to the left. Split out wide right. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll go left side. They'll go three holes. Veer back out. He'll dive it towards the goal line. He won't get in, but he's very close, about the half-yard line. Coach Randy Bagley going to let him know it's 1 yard out. Randy Bagley working the stats right there. He's got the plastic. He came prepared. He's down there near the goal line keeping stats for the Blue Devils. He wouldn't be any other place. And me too. 6 minutes left. Third quarter, inside 6, clock moving. Shotgun formation at the 1 yard line. Blue Devils trying to poach it in. Working the shotgun. Vince Hoover, seeing him in the backfield is Eli Carter. He'll hand off to Carter. He'll go left side. He's going to walk in. Nobody there. Right outside linebacker. Assignment broken. The touchdown once again for Eli Carter. And the Blue Devils put another one on the board from the takeaway. Every takeaway, all four takeaways, the Blue Devils have capitalized and put the ball in the end zone. Here comes a snap. There's a hole. There's a boot. Dakota Ferg is good through the uprights. So the Blue Devils capitalize once again with the fumble. At the 49-yard line, Blue Devils have a good scoring drive from 49 yards out. 5:42 left here in the third quarter. 33-14, Blue Devils in front. Rain's still coming down. They're not very big raindrops, but there are plenty of them. They're falling on the surface, you know, the synthetic field turf. One good thing about it, there's probably millions of good things about it, but one good thing about it is it'll soak up some rain. That rain will drop right through the synthetic field turf right to the sand. That's what it's all about. And also over there at Central Catholic, they have Bermuda grass. Last week, if you heard the interview with Coach Brian Ney, he said himself that he'd rather have synthetic field turf. He said Tipton did it right. I mean, he gave a good compliment to Tipton and their facility right there at Tipton Sports Complex last week. But they do have Bermuda grass at Central Catholic, but they also have a bed of sand underneath the grass. I watched them put it in. Here comes the approach, Dakota Ferg. Low line drive going to be taken at the 11 on the return. Right there across the 25, after the 28-yard line. A lot of blocking going on the return right there, 27, Cole Cardwell. Cole Cardwell tosses the ball back to the ref. Cole Cardwell is a lefty. Would have never thought it. So Northwestern will put the ball in play at their own 28-yard line, just inside the left hash. They'll jog over from their sideline straight to the line of scrimmage. 5:35, third quarter. Blue Devils in front. I misspoke. 40-14. 40-14. Blue Devils. And I'm getting close to a mercy rule should the Blue Devils get up another score. Shotgun formation. Davis is going to be a flag thrown by the umpire. Illegal procedure. Against the Tigers. Early movement. That's not a good way to go. They'll back it up 5. Trying to get that snap count. As mentioned, the backup quarterback playing in this ballgame, that's Cameron Davis. He's a junior.
6'1", 165. The normal starter is in street clothes. That's number 17, Brock Shank. He's a 6'1", 170-pound sophomore. There'll be a loose ball on the play, and the Blue Devils pick up another fumble. Blue Devils pick up the fumble at the 20, they're spotted at the 20. So Blue Devils are going to start at the red zone. So another takeaway, that might have been a giveaway. Fumble on the play, Blue Devils land on it. And it's going to be a timeout on the field. Northwestern going to talk this over. I sure wouldn't want to be in the Northwestern huddle about this time. So they're working it right there. And we'll also mention a little bit about Class 3A rankings. This is through week five. This is coaches' poll for the most part. Class 3A at the top, number one, West Lafayette Red Devils. Rightfully so. They're 5-0. They're also number one in the media poll. Number two is Indianapolis Chittard. They're 3-2. They're at number two, and then those two teams are in sectional 28, class 3A, along with Hamilton Heights and Northwestern. Number three is Gibson Southern. They're 5-0. Number four is Tri-West. They're 4-1. They're number five in the media poll. Number six is Hanover Central, 5-0. Seven, Western Boone, 4-1. Eight, Lawrenceburg, 4-1. Garen Catholic, 3-2. They're at number nine, also number six in the media poll. Finish that up in just a moment. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. We got stacked left and stacked right. Short side of field. Shotgun formation for Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield is Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll go left to right. He'll go forward and he'll get run southward. I take that back. He'll go north. And he's shedded two would-be tacklers for a loss. And Northwestern could not bring him down. So Eli Carter takes it to the 16-yard line. And we'll mention number 11 is South Ridge, 4-1. Number 12, Oak Hill, 5-0. Then number 7 in the media poll. Oak Hill having a good season. Shotgun formation, Eli Carter in the backfield. Trips to the right, split out wide left is Goodrich. Takes a snap, he'll take it himself. Vancouver, he'll dive it forward. They go A-gap left side. He'll dive it inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. It's going to be a third down, third and three. And I will also mention that number 13, South Dearborn, they're 5-0. Number 14, number 11 in the media poll, Vincennes Lincoln. Lincoln, they're 3-2. Got a couple more. They're tied. We'll get that in a minute. Three of them tied at number 15. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Slot to the left. Going to hand off. They give it to Eli Carter. He'll bounce it out right side. He's going to bounce it out again, and he'll get a touchdown. He'll take it towards the right goal line pylon, and he did shed some tacklers. He's going to jog back over to the bench. He's got a gimme up in his step. I tell you what, he should have. And then we'll mention that number 15, Batesville. They're 2-3. Number 15, Indian Creek. That's Gillum. Gillum, the quarter of the coach there now, Mike Gillum's son. And then number 15, also, three of them tied. Yorktown is 4-1. Yorktown is also number 18 in the media poll. And this point after touchdown is good. So Dakotaburg doing well. Doing well after the miss. He missed the first one here tonight. He got one blocked. Is low elevation, but he's good on the rest of them. So that's Class 2A poll along with 3A poll. I mentioned those because Tipton, Class 2A, Northwestern, Class 3A. Rain's still coming down. As mentioned, not very big rain drops, but they are falling on their head. There's some folks out here without an umbrella. Look across the way over there. They've got some umbrellas. We did hear the weatherman. He thought it could rain here this evening. And he was right. So Dakotaburg are spotted right there at the 40-yard line. He's all teed up. 6-yard approach, soccer style.
He's a soccer player. He's going to have another game tomorrow. He's already had three in the last 5 days. Front line, going to touch it. It's going to be stopped right there about the 41. Northwestern dives on it. Picked up by the front line. That was number 45, Brandon Weaver. He's a senior, 6'2", 160. Brandon Weaver, front line, made the recovery. The Northwestern is going to get good field position here at their own 42. 58 yards away, 4:02 left here in the third quarter. Tipton in front, 47-14. Shot there, they slot left, split right, wing right. Going to fake the handoff to Cardwell. That Cameron Davis is going to carry the football himself. They get it across the 45 to near the 47. He's going to pick up five. It's going to be second down five for the Tigers. To the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Calling the plays from right there. Cameron Davis. He'll wipe his hands on that towel from the backside. Take the cadence. He'll take the snap right there. Hand off right side. Cardwell inside. He'll cross the 50. Right across the 40-yard line at Tipton. He is a bowling ball. I'll tell you what, that guy has lived in the weight room. You can just see it and be a difficult guy to tackle. The Blue Devils are getting the job done for the most part. Cardwell being called upon quite often. He's probably 75% of their offense. Shotgun formation, slot left, split right, wing right, going to hand off. And it's a shot up the dart right there. Good tackle. Blue Devils in the backfield. You're going to get a breather. You're going to come off your shoulder pads loose. And what a stop. That was Chase Higgins. That's probably the hit of the game. Right through the gap right there and stopped Cardwell for a loss. It's going to be second down, 13. 3 yard loss. Chase Higgins. Right side, Cardwell's loose. He'll get inside of tackling down inside the 35. He'll get most of that back. So they're called third and five, 2:20 left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils in front, 47-14. So working right there, line up in a slot left. Split right, they got a wing right. Single man in the backfield is Cardwell. Quarterback number three, Cameron Davis. He'll take the snap, he'll throw. He's going down the right sideline. He'll throw back shoulder, and the ball comes loose. Had the catch, couldn't bring it in. And good coverage right there, Eli Carter. I take that back, that was Eli Carver. Good coverage, Eli Carver on the boundary. Knocked the ball free. That ball should have been caught. I think I messed up again. I think it was 81 Goodrich. It was. It was Zane Goodrich on the coverage. Shotgun formation, fourth down. They're calling it five on the board, more like four. Fourth and four, ball spotted at the 35 of Tipton. Shotgun formation, slot left, split right, dropping the throw, you're going to roll out right. He's going to tuck it away. Blue Devils are not going to let him get there. And I think they're going to stop him short. And the Blue Devils are going to take over on downs. Might have been a yard short. Cameron Davis rolled right, looking to pass the ball. Tucked it away. Got what he could. But came up a yard short. And the Blue Devils have the ball back. First and 10. Blue Devils are going to have it at the 32-yard line, their own 32. Clock stop for change of possession at 1:43. Blue Devils break huddle. Play clock is at 20. They're going to line up trips to the right, up on the line of scrimmage. That's just Spidell, split left. Right there is Goodrich. Single man in the backfield is Carter. Dropping the throw, looking Carter, going to go down the field. Going to be caught by Mahaney. Isaiah Mahaney, the freshman, makes the catch, and he'll get out to the 47-yard line. Mahaney makes a 13-yard catch. Gets five after the catch. Excuse me. Had a sneeze right there. Ball moved out to the 47-yard line. Tipped in territory. Ball's in the middle of the field. Clock moving. 1:22 left in the third. Blue Devils get a score right here. The clock will run. Mercy rule, about 3-4 years ago, put into effect. Basketball, too. I'm going to hand off to Eli Carter. They're going to block him up, and then I'm going to let him get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose one. Eli Carter, he'll be the first to tell you that the glory he gets is because of the blocking. Blocking up front, it is an 11-man game, and Eli Carter will be the first to tell you that. Ball's at the 46-yard line. Second down, 11. Play comes in via the feet of Vince Hoover. He's going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. It goes stacked left and right to the right of Hoover. He'll take the stutter grip and pass in the flat. Caught by Goodrich. He'll get yards after the catch. He'll take it into Tiger territory to the 49-yard line. He's going to pick up five. Five on the catch. Ball spotted at the 49-yard line of Northwestern at the right hash. Third quarter is going to empty out. Third quarter expires. Both teams take a couple minutes off. At the end of three, Blue Devils 47. Northwestern 14. What a ball game. Tell you what, the Blue Devils came out ready to play. Doing a good job moving the football. Have only seen Eli Carter punted the ball one time. It was a rugby punt. Just thinking about getting that first down and decided to punt the football. So one punt in the ball game for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils tipping Northwestern. Happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Game night tonight, this is week number 6, September 23rd, J.R. Moffitt's birthday. He's a freshman basketball coach for the Huskies, more than 30 years. So well, he does a wonderful job. Tonight in the Hoosier Conference, Benton Central at West Lafayette, Hamilton Heights at Twin Lakes, Lewis Cass at Western, Rensselaer Central at Central Catholic, in Tipton right here with Northwestern. Two West Division matchups, two East Division matchups, and one cross-conference. That's Hamilton Heights at Twin Lakes. That's the only 7:30 start tonight in the Hoosier Conference. So they'll invert the field to swap sides. This is the second time in the ball game. Second quarter, when we went to the second quarter, the ball was at the 49 also. Unbelievable. So the ball's at the 49 of Northwestern. Third down, 6. Shotgun quarterback. Vince Hoover going to drop the throw. He'll throw one right side. Going to be caught. Defense was there right after the catch. He'll get the forward progress. They'll move it to the 44-yard line of Northwestern. They'll pick up a first down. Blue Devils move the chains. So from the right hash, Blue Devils 11:40 on the game clock. Dustin Shear talking with Vince Hoover near the sideline. Long play call. Play clock is at 15. This is going to be a timeout needed right here. 10 seconds. They're still in the huddle. They break huddle. They're through the line of scrimmage. 6 seconds. 5. 4 under center. Vince Hoover. And they're going to call timeout. Hoover might have got the snap off. But why hurry the situation and risk a mishap and lose the football? Timeout, Tipton. They've got 2 left here in the second half. 11:12 on the game clock. Blue Devils in front, 47-14. 33-point advantage. Mercy rule is 35 and above. 35-point advantage. They put that rule in about 3-4 years ago. You don't see that very often. But that type of rule is basically so the game would be more sped up and it would conclude sooner and guys wouldn't be at risk to take an unnecessary injury for a game that is pretty much out of question. So that's probably the thinking of the IHSAA. It happens in basketball. Last year, in basketball, Blue Devils went to Cowan. And that was the same similar situation in a basketball game, and that number is also 35. At the middle school level, the number is 28 for football. Backing up to punt, Levi Burkett. Called for a snap, low snap, he'll boot it out of there. Going to be a good bounce for the Blue Devils. Going to go inside the 10. Might have been touched by Northwestern. Blue Devils jumped on it. We'll see if that ball was touched by Northwestern. They're gonna say it was recovered by the Tigers. That ball's deep in Tiger territory, just inside the 8-yard line. So Levi Burkett, another booming punt inside the 10. Coach likes to see him inside the 20. But Levi Burkett gets him inside the 10. Strong leg, Levi Burkett. Here comes the Tigers off the sideline to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils ready to go defensively. 11:02, we're in the fourth quarter. Clock will start on the snap. Tigers going to line up with a slot right, split left. See, going to have one in the backfield, early movement. There's a fumble, and Cameron Davis might be a safety. Now they're just calling forward progress stopped. At the half-yard line. Half-yard line. Looked like the left halfback might have started upfield just prior to the snap. No flag thrown. Fumble on the play. Cameron Davis. And Cole Hussey going to jog off the surface. So, Blue Devils defensively. Could be second down. Second and about 14 or close to 16 on the board. Ball's at the half-yard line. Northwestern going to take a snap 5 yards deep. That's quarterback Cameron Davis. Shotgun snap. He'll take it. He'll hand off. They'll get out of there. They'll punch it out of there. And Cardwell gets them out of a bad situation. Not a first down, but he's out to the 11. So he'll pick up 10.5. On the carry, it's going to be third down and about 7. Third down 7 on the play. Shotgun formation. Cameron Davis, 6'1", 165. Single man in the backfield. To his right is Cardwell. Spit out wide right. They're going to hand off to Cardwell. Cardwell goes left side, 5-hole. He moves the pile. He's got some strong legs. As mentioned in the first half, his legs, I'd say the diameter, probably close to 30 inches or better. And yes, Earl Campbell, they said he had 34-inch thighs. I do not doubt it. That guy could look like a tree trunk on each leg. So it's going to bring up a 1st and 10. He moves the chains, Cardwell. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Split wide right, slot left, wing left. You know, give the handoff once again to Cardwell. He's going to go sideline. He'll get out of bounds. He'll stop the clock. He's going to be short of a 1st down. The good carry. Going to be a couple, maybe 3 yards shy of a 1st. It's going to be 2nd down, and I'd say 3. 2nd and 3, ball spotted at the 26-yard line. Tiger territory. Split out wide right, slot left, shotgun formation, wing right. Gonna fake the handoff to Cardwell. Cameron Davis will keep it himself. He slowed up, and that's what you don't want to do. Blue Devils met him right there when he slowed up, pushed him backwards. So they'll spot it at the 29-yard line. They'll line up there at the line of scrimmage, 3rd down. They're calling it It's going to be third and about 2.5. Shotgun formation, Davis. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off to Cardwell. Blue Devils are there. Blue Devils stopping to no gain. It's going to be fourth and 2. Going to be an iffy call. Let's see what Northwestern Tigers decide to do with this fourth down. They're going to say he lost a yard. It's going to be fourth and 4, and they're sending out their punting units. That would be a short porch if they didn't get it. Ball spotted at the 26. They'll snap it back to the punter. That's number 11, Owen Peel. He's a junior. He handles the kicking duties for the Tigers. They're going to send out a last personnel. You know, late personnel. The worker right there in the play clock. Empties out. Let's see if they got a timeout call. They must have. Timeout Northwestern. That play clock emptied out. They finally got that late personnel change. And that's what made them spend the timeout. So the Blue Devils getting ready to receive. 47-14. Blue Devils in front. 7:53 left here in the fourth quarter. And again, we'll mention tomorrow, college football on a Saturday. Indiana Hoosiers are at Cincinnati. 3:30 start time. Notre Dame, they are at North Carolina tomorrow. 3:30 start time. Ball State Cardinals are at Georgia Southern. 6 o'clock start. And the Purdue Boilermakers are at Florida Atlantic. That's a 7:30 start. So ball's in play. Clock will start on the snap. Play clock at 20. Peel back to punt. Gets a good snap. They get a good punt. He gets in spiral. He gets a good spiral. It goes out of bounds. Out of bounds near the 37-yard line at Tipton. And they'll mark it right there. So Blue Devils will put the ball in play at their own 37. 7:45 on the game clock. And we're going to see Dallas. We're going to see Dallas come in, play some quarterback. It's Dallas Capshaw. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 126. And Vince Hoover gives way to the backup quarterback for Tipton. 7:45, clock will start on the snap. 37-yard line, Tipton territory. 47-14, Blue Devils in front. Call the cadence, Dallas Capshaw, sophomore. He'll take the snap. He'll take a handoff. He'll pass it to the flat right side. He'll break a tackle, and that's Isaiah Mahaney. Mahaney broke a tackle. I'll take that back. That was Zane Goodrich. Zane Goodrich broke a would-be tackle and went at the sideline. Going to be a passing play. Good for about 20 yards. The ball moves into Tiger territory on the first play from scrimmage. Ball spotted at the 42 of Northwestern. Ball spotted at the right hash. So go trips to the left side. They go one wide right. That's Goodrich. Single man in the backfield. Dallas Capshaw calling the cadence. He'll take the snap. Snap was left of him. Had to make a good catch. Couldn't get the handoff. Had to carry the ball himself. But did save the possession. That snap was left of Capshaw. He had to make a quick play. Well done for the sophomore quarterback. Ball spotted at the 45. Going to be a loss on the play of about 3. Clock moving, 7:12 left. Ball just inside the 45. Tiger territory. To the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils. They'll line up with trips to the left. That's Carver, Spidell, and Mahaney. Spit out wide right is Goodrich. Snap in the backfield, the handoff. He'll pick up 5. 5 yards on the carry. They'll work it from right there. Blue Devils get between the sticks once again. So it's going to be 3rd down, 8. Clock moving, 6:35. Fourth quarter. Blue Devils break huddle, 20 seconds on the game clock. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. Tiger territory, shotgun for Capshaw. Take them in the backfield. Slot right, slot left. Pass play. You're going to try to break contain right there. Capshaw is going to do what he can. He's going to get sacked in the backfield. He's found out what a varsity game looks like. So they're going to go to a fourth down play. And Levi Burke is going to go in to punt. And Dallas Capshaw is going to get a little bit of a conversation there off on the sideline with Coach Justin Shear. So backing up to punt is Levi Burke. He'll back up 13 yards. Clock moving, 5:40 left here in the fourth. He'll put his gloves on. Here comes a snap, good snap. He's going to punt it out there. He'll go right side, tries to the sideline. It'll go out of bounds. About the 22-yard line, it'll go out. And Levi Burkett, they're going to call it the 21-yard line, Northwestern Territory. And the Blue Devils going to play some second unit guys. Not everybody. That wouldn't be quite right. But they got some sprinkling in right here in this fourth quarter. 5:27 left here in the fourth. 21-yard line, Northwestern Tigers. They've got their starters in the ball game. Cameron Davis, the backup quarterback, in place of Brock Shank. We'll hope Brock Shank can get back. It'll be an early movement once again. Not sure if Caden Trusty is kind of missing a half a beat on the snap. A lot of procedure penalties tonight on Northwestern. Probably half a dozen or so. 5:27 left. There's a snap. Hand off left side, Cole Cardwell. Cardwell out across the 20-yard line. He'll get back to about the original line of scrimmage. They might give him a gain of one. He earned it. Cardwell moving the football. They'll put it back at the 21, so back at the original line of scrimmage. Second down, 10 for Northwestern. Slot right, split left, wing left. Single man to backfield, that's Cole Cardwell. Call for a snap. Cameron Davis, he'll run the ball himself. He'll go right side, try to break contain to get a good gain. He got a first down. Out to near the 34-yard line. Cameron Davis tucked it away, made the fake once again to Cardwell. When you fake to Cardwell, they definitely got to honor Cole Cardwell to having the football. Makes it a pretty easy run for the most part for Cameron Davis. So first and 10, 4.5 minutes left in the ballgame. Shotgun formation, Cameron Davis. He'll hand off left side, Cole Cardwell. Cardwell outside the 40, outside the 45. He'll be pulled down near the 46-yard line. They'll stop the clock. He'll pick up necessary yardage. They'll move to 6, first and 10 for Northwestern. They'll roll the clock. 4:14 clock moving. We're in the fourth quarter. Tipton in front. 47-14. Shotgun quarterback. Cameron Davis telling the offensive line their blocking scheme. In the backfield, Cole Cardwell. Slot right, slot left. At the left hash, Cameron Davis takes the snap. He'll drop the throw. He'll let one go to the left sideline. And incomplete. There were two receivers in the same area, and that drew two defensive backs. One of them was Eli Carver. And the second one was Rodeball. 28, that's for the Tipton Blue Devils. Clark Rodeball, a senior athlete. Shotgun formation. Slot left, wing left, split right. Single in the backfield, he'll get the handoff. And that's Cole Cardwell. We'll double check. That's Craig. Number 22, he's got some wheels. He's got some fresh legs. 22, the ball carrier for Northwestern, Sam Craig. Just a sophomore, 5'7", 180. He'll probably walk in next season and try to take over from where Cole Cardwell will lead off. The ball moves in. It's in Blue Devil territory at the Blue Devil 31. 3:38 left. Run went out of bounds. Clock is stopped. Single man in the backfield. Slot left. Short side of field. Split right. Pass play. Left side. Low pass. Was not caught. It goes incomplete. Tried to hurry that. Tried to get the ball to him as quick as he could. Just didn't quite have the arm strength with that type of windup. Well, the short hops the receiver. That receiver, intended receiver, was number 10, Gabe Felix Craig. So they look to the sideline picking up the play from Coach Rob Patchett. Going to line up a split end right side. They'll go with the split end left side. Take that back. They'll go with the double slot right side. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Davis going to drop the throw out of the shotgun. He'll throw left sideline once again. Ball was there. Difficult. They got the catch. He's going to make the catch. And a good coverage was there. It's going to be a touchdown. And a well done. Tigers score from 31 yards out. Pass play. Right there, Connor Austin came up with the reception. Number 13, Connor Austin, he's a senior. 6'3", 160. 47-20. Point after touchdown. Unit is out there. Owen Peel, end under end. He'll take it to about the track. Had some room there. I did see Peel kicking 40-yard field goals in pregame. Looked like a 45 right there on that one. 47-21. Blue Devils in front. 3:22 left here in the fourth quarter. And both teams huddled up on their respective sidelines at the numbers. And a ball game in front of us right here next week. Next week, the Blue Devils will be at Hamilton Heights. Next week, the Blue Devils will play again on synthetic field turf. Hamilton Heights and Tipton simultaneously installing field turf over the summer. So next week, Hamilton Heights. And that'll be a game. That'll be a game that all week long, both teams will prepare, along with Putney in Sports, will prepare. And 3:22 left. I'll mention Northwestern next week will be at Western. I think I just overheard WIOU. They said they'd be at the Western game with Northwestern next week for radio broadcasts. And teeing the ball up, he's ready to go. That's Owen Peel, number 11 for the Tigers. Owen Peel, a junior, 5'10", 155. Here comes the approach. Onside kick, a high hop right there. Took the brunt of it. Looks like they're going to be offsides. Northwestern going to be offsides before the kick. Now that can happen, and it did happen. The East line judge walking over to let them know, and they're going to back up five. And the Blue Devil took the brunt right there. Not sure who it was. The high hop, just as he was fielding it, making the reception. He took a pretty good hit by a Northwestern player. So the Blue Devils are going to put their hands unit in there. Onside kick probably going to happen again. Why not? It's a good practice session for the most part. 47-21, 3:19 left. That was a good onside kick. I think Tipton's going to call a timeout and talk this over and try to cover this without difficulty and without coming out of here with an injury. Tipton needs to go at full strength next week at Hamilton Heights. That's always a good ball game. Last year it was at Tipton. I know it was a good ball game. Nate Powell heavily involved. Caught some passes. And so Hamilton Heights going to host Tipton next week. 7 o'clock start. Hamilton Heights had their homecoming last week with Western in the house, and Western got the win 35-14. So they're going to boot it away again. Let's see if they do another onside kick. Hand's team is up there for Tipton. They got Levi Burkett on the right side. The last time they kicked it right, onside kick. So they got Landon Spidell. They got Vince Hoover up on the front line. Let's see. Here we go. He's going to pooch punt. Pooch kick, I should say. He's going to bounce it to 30. Picked up by the deep man. And that was probably Goodrich. Goodrich, the deep man. He was the only deep man. They pooched it over the front couple of lines and in the backfield there to return the kick was Zane Goodrich. So Goodrich takes it across the 35. About a 12-yard return. And they're going to spot it at the 36-yard line of Tipton. 3:15 left here in the ball game. Ball's at the right hash. 3:15. Yeah, the Blue Devils go to 3-3. And they're working right there. Going to get their first win in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. They're 1-1 after this ball game. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw. He'll hand off. Left side, he got room to run up the gut. He's across midfield inside the 40. Probably a lot of second unit players in there. Late flag comes in after the tackle. Late flag comes in. And they're going to let us know. Ball carrier for the Blue Devils, number 43, Chase Hussey. Flag is spotted near the 37-yard line. They're going to walk this off 5 yards. Not sure what the penalty was, but they'll walk off five. They'll walk off five, the ball spotted. The 27-yard line, right hash. Second unit for the Blue Devils. You know they want to score. I mean, this is the second unit. They're in there to play. They practice all week for this particular opportunity. Dallas Capshaw in the backfield. Hussey also in the backfield. Slot left. I should say trips to hand off to Hussey again. Just started right, looking for the six hole. Cut it back up 4 hole. Got caught just behind the line of scrimmage. Going to be second down 12. 2:38 clock moving. Fourth quarter, second unit in for the Blue Devils. And probably sprinkling in second unit right there for the Tigers. 2:23, 47-21, Blue Devils in front. They go trips to the left. Spidell, Carver, Mahaney. Put out wide right, Goodrich. Dallas Capshaw took the snap and tried to run it left side. He got caught behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose yardage. They're going to back it up to the 33-yard line, maybe the closer to 34, just inside the left hash. 1:49 clock moving. Third down, 16 for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils in the huddle using the play clock and the game clock. 12 seconds on the play clock. They're going to have to hustle up. They're going to have to call timeout. Don't know. A minute and a half left. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2, 1. And they'll take a timeout. They take a timeout to avoid a delay of game. And they couldn't quite get to the line of scrimmage with enough time left. They need about 7 or 8 seconds to snap the ball. It was at 5 when they got to the line of scrimmage. So timeout called by the Blue Devils. They avoid the 5-yard mark off. It's already 3rd and 16. And the ball spotted at the Northwestern Tiger 33-yard line. I say what, tomorrow there's going to be some football played at the Hamilton Heights Middle School. Northwestern Yeah, they're included. It's going to be four games tomorrow. We'll try to look that up right there and give you the lowdown. So it's going to be at Hamilton Heights. There'll be four ball games. And then we'll let you know what they are. And here we go. First game at 1, Alexandria going to play Northwestern. 2:30, it'll be a different Alexandria team playing Trice Central. At 4, it'll be Blackford and Sheridan. And 5:30, it'll be Marion and Hamilton Heights. Can catch some fifth grade football tomorrow. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Pass play, going to go left side to Zane Goodrich. He'll avoid a would-be tackler. He'll go out of bounds. He'll get out of bounds. They'll say, don't get out of bounds. Keep the clock running. And evidently, they're going to call it digression. They're going to say he was going backwards when he went out of bounds, evidently. Clock's still moving at 1:02. Fourth down, about 14. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line. Timeout. They're going to stop the clock. His ball did get out of bounds. They ran some clock. Trying to get out of here. I will say it's still raining just barely. A bit of a mist. So working right there. Shotgun formation. Twins left, twins right. Pass play left side. Goodrich makes his reception. He'll back his way in, try to get to the 30, and he didn't get there. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Northwestern gets the ball back. 50 seconds left on the scoreboard. Blue Devils in front, 47-21. So Blue Devils defense jogs out there. A lot of fresh white shirts in the ball game for the Blue Devils. So they got a whole brand new unit out there. They're going to put Hussey out there. Mr. Running Back himself. That's Chase Hussey. He's a freshman, 5'7", 153. He'll carry the football for the Blue Devils. Defensive unit out on the field. Three-man front, four linebackers, four defensive backs. One's a free safety. There's a snap. Cameron Davis going to hand off. They got a new running back in the game. He'll carry it to the 35, now the 36-yard line. Clock moving, 42 seconds. Clock is 4 seconds off. They'll have to snap it one more time. Play clock is at 30. Game clock was at 34. So they'll snap it one more time. Shotgun formation, Cameron Davis. Single man in the backfield. Wing right, slot left. Split out right, short side of field. They're gonna fake the handoff. Cameron Davis gonna pass it to the flat left side. Good play. He's gonna get out to the 47-yard line. 8 seconds on the clock. They're gonna stop the clock to move the chains. They'll restart the clock when the chains are set. 8 seconds on the scoreboard. They're rolling the clock right now. Seven. So they're rolling at 5, 4, and they're gonna allow the clock to elapse. Gonna be a final game. Final score. Tipton 47, Northwestern 21. Both teams going to walk across the 50-yard line, exchange pleasantries. And we do thank Coach Rob Patchett for talking with us pregame. That was very kind. And Coach Aaron Toll talking with us before the ball game, very kind. And the Blue Devils do pull their record to 3-3, Northwestern to 1-5. So next week, Tipton going to be at Hamilton Heights, 7 o'clock start. We'll start about 6:30 p.m. if you want to tune in. I believe the Hamilton Heights coach is going to allow an interview. And then we'll also talk to Coach Cole. And we'll also mention Northwestern will be at Western next Friday. And WIOU, check them out next Friday at Western. And we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening. We thank our help, Mr. Randy Rodriguez. That was very nice. And Nate Powell for tuning in. And thank Aiden Toll for halftime with the NFL picks. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.